And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Health Essentials. You're probably listening to the most incredibly biased radio person that you know of. I'm just completely biased on every level. Let's just get that out in the open, and no need for discussion. If you think that I'm going to just jump up and down and be excited about toxic therapies that destroy a person's brain and body, well, I'm not going to do that. I am not going to spend my energy on anything that's going to destroy a person's health. Rather, I'd rather spend my energy and focus on things that are going to help restore you and improve the function. Or you may be one of those rare people that's already completely healthy on every level, and all you want to do is just maintain your level of health as long as possible. And I realize I'm sarcastic by saying this, but you have got better things to do with your time and your energy and money than one medical procedure after the other. And so I know I'm oversimplifying everything, but if you can maintain your health or continually work at improving your health or be a good student of health that leads you in a direction that's called great productivity and great mental function and generous health as you age, well, then you can serve your entirety helping your fellow man or your family or raising grandchildren or blessing others or serving God, however you'd like to say it. Anyway, the number here at the station is 903-586-5257. If no one wants to call, I'm going to go off on a topic that I'm very interested in. Oh, here we have a phone call. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling for my son's girlfriend. She got hit by someone broadsided, and she ended up having a herniated disc at L5-S1, and that was about a year ago. And the doctor told my son the nerve was so irritated it was going to take quite some time to heal, and she's still trying to work. And here a year later, she decided to have a spinal cord stimulator installed. And
well, did they offer any surgical procedures to correct the ruptured disc?
Yeah, they did that. That's okay. What I'm saying. They did the surgery a year ago for that. And they told her the nerve was so greatly irritated that it would take some time to heal, because she didn't realize it was herniated until after some testing was done, of course.
Right.
Anyway, so she had the spinal cord stimulator put in Wednesday by Dr. Kalodny in Tyler, and she was unable to urinate after the procedure, and she had to go back to the ER twice. They finally put a catheter in, and she's supposed to keep it in until Sunday. She goes back to Texas Spine and Joint, and they're going to remove it and see if she can urinate. So my question is, what is it she can do to help that nerve heal in this post-op urinary retention?
Are you sure you want to ask somebody like me a question like that? Are you certain about this?
Yes. As a matter of fact, my son said, Mom, call Dr. Morgan. And I said, okay, I will.
Well, I tell you what, I'm doing this completely for your son, not for you or for her. No, I'm joking about that. All right. Number one, if I can, will you let me just kind of go off on a tangent for a little bit, please?
Yes.
All right. Number one, the other day I was studying chemotherapeutic drugs, and the idea behind chemotherapy is they're going to give you this medication that stops cancer cells from growing, but there's a side effect. It completely prevents nerve cells from growing and renewing themselves. And so what there's just an incredible amount of dementia and severe depression following chemotherapy. And mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to really focus on that very much. And so in studying that concept, I kind of asked myself a question. I thought, well, what is it that actually promotes neurogenesis? And I know you know what the word genesis means. You know, if you think of the word genesis, you think of the beginning, don't you?
Yep.
And so what's going to help stimulate the beginning of nerve cell growth? And that's what we want here. Whether we have her repair the nerve tone to the urinary tract or the bladder, or repair a nerve that's in dire straits, like in our lower back between L5 and S1. And so I think this is a great, great conversation. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you a story just real quick, and then I'll try to answer your question. But a girl called me on the phone. She's actually a daughter, and there were two of them. Actually, there were four daughters. And two of the daughters decided that their father was in such bad shape that they just needed to take conservatorship over his farm and do what they wanted with it. And they had two daughters that decided that, no, we want to help our father regain his ability to function properly. So there was a war in the family. I know you've never heard of families having disagreements over the direction the family should go, but this is, you know, a new thought to you, right?
Right.
So anyway, the daughter calls me on the phone and she says, my father's basically a vegetable. He can't function. And I asked her what happened. And if I don't tell the story right, Bobby will call me and set us straight, because Bobby knows this story better than I do. Well, from his perspective, because this man would just come to his shop and he would sit on a stool and kind of do nothing all day long. But what happened was he was trying to put a saddle on a horse. The horse had a bad habit of throwing his head back and just, you know, the right place at the wrong time. He turns his back on the horse, tries to put the saddle up, you know, up over on its back, and the horse decides to throw his head back, hits him in the head. He spins around a couple times, falls to the ground, smacks his head on a rock. He has three or four large hematomas, which is just blood pouring into the brain, crushing the, you know, the cerebral cortex. He's got multiple fractures, and basically, yeah, I understand the use of CAT scans, x-rays, MRIs. They're to help name and identify where the problem is. But you have to understand, you can have 100 MRIs or 100 CAT scans, and it's good to identify what the problem is. But CAT scans in and of themselves, they don't really promote healing and repair. Are you with me on that?
Oh, yeah. I'm a nurse.
Oh, yeah. So you have a high... Anyway, so I'm not trying to be critical of that, but just because we love to focus our energy on naming and identify what the problem is, it doesn't do anything to restore the function of the man that's basically a vegetable. Mm-hmm. And so I agreed to see him, and the daughter... Well, actually, the way the conversation was, Dr. Morgan, I'd like to ask you some questions about my father, and she just burst into tears. I'm going, great, I haven't even talked to her yet. I'm already making her cry. What type of person do you think that I am? Anyway, so she tells me, she goes, Dr. Morgan, I think I'm wasting your time. I'm going, no, you're not wasting my time. And I told her, I said, I'm just really intrigued by this. So they agree to meet with me. I didn't know what I was getting into. The man cannot communicate very, very well. Very, very minimal communication. His walking, have you ever seen somebody at Walmart shuffle along at about... Have you ever seen Tim Conway pretend he's an old man on the Carol Burnett show?
Oh, yes.
Well, he just shuffles along so slow. But, you know, I realize some people say that's funny, but it's based on reality. Haven't you seen somebody walking with such short little shuffle steps? It's because they don't have any balance. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. If they took a big step, they would fall. Anyway, mm-hmm. So that's what he looked like, and he had a hard time communicating. And so here's what I told him. And this is back in the, this is a while ago. But anyway, there was a coal mine. And if it's either Pennsylvania or West Virginia, I cannot remember. But I know you remember this. But this was a long time ago. This is probably back in the, you know, in the 90s or maybe early 2000. But the coal mine collapsed and all these miners are trapped underground. And they literally have to bore a hole through the rock in the earth with special mining equipment. And they basically, it looks like a cylinder or a an extra large, you know, stretcher encapsulated in metal that they can insert on a cable down there to put these men into this basket and bring them back up to the surface. You remember that?
Yep.
Well, anyway, there was one guy that survived. His name was Randall McCloy. You ever heard that name?
No, I think so.
Well, supposedly, he is the longest surviving individual on the planet from carbon monoxide poisoning. So what happens when the miners run out of oxygen? Well, you know the answer to that. Not good. Mm-hmm. And so the ER doctor at the time wasn't even an ER doctor. He was a neurologist that just happened to be there. So He's going, great. You mean I've got to take care of this person? The media has been watching this for such a long period of time, and they finally rescue somebody. He's just barely alive. His name was Randall McCloy. And the neurologist is a crazy nut job. He instead of doing CAT scans and MRIs and focusing on all those great tests, he decides just to take action. So you want to know what that crazy stuff he did? He gave him fish oil. He gave the man mega doses of fish oil. And so when this guy, and the guy responds and he starts to heal, which I don't want you overthinking this. All I'm going to do is make a statement and you evaluate it for yourself. If you want nerves to repair, you have to give them their food. And fish oil is pure food for nerve damage, okay?
Okay.
And so Randall McCloy all of a sudden begins to recover and his vital signs improve. And he shows signs that his brain is repairing itself. I mean, I don't know. I can't make this story up. It's just true. And so this girl named Sissy brings Dave in to me. And she goes, we're in dire straits right here. And so that was hot off the heels of Randall McCloy's success. So, you know, the genius that I am, I said, okay, we've tried everything that the medical profession has to offer. Why don't we just try brain food? And you know what? She's crazy enough to agree with me. And so Dave, you know, I guess he's going along with it too. So he lets me give him massive amounts of fish oil. Don't start telling me how dangerous it is, okay? But so I give him two things. I give him a vitamin called Cataplex G, which is just B vitamins for the brain and the nervous system, and fish oil. That's it. Okay, nothing more fancy than that. And then I made a strong recommendation to kill any sugar consumption, which I think the family had stock in the Little Debbie company.
Oh, gosh.
But anyway, I don't think that he liked that, so they cut out sugar cold turkey, and we just gave him real food that God had made for us, meat and vegetables and fruit. And so the daughter calls me screaming the very next day, saying, Dr. Morgan, you've got to help me. There's an emergency. I'm thinking to myself, oh, great. What have I done now? And I said, well, what's wrong, sissy? And she said, Dad is on the tractor. Okay, you got to understand, we're going from a vegetative state that can't do anything to the very next day, all of a sudden he's on the tractor trying to repair fencing and dig fence holes so he can repair the fence on his farm. Now, you tell me, what does that represent? That means when you are in better working order, you can actually be productive and do stuff. Anyway, so we got through that crisis, and at the end of the month, then I had to endure his complaints. You know what his complaints were?
What?
He said, Dr. Morgan, this plan is not working really well because I can only work 6 days, 6 hours a day before I'm tired now. I'm going, oh, great. That's the best you got? Really? We went from a vegetable to now he's complaining because he can only work 6 hours a day before he's exhausted. I'm going, oh, come on, give me a break. Anyway, it turned out really, really well.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mentioned earlier that one of the side effects of chemotherapy is it basically destroys, I'm just trying to tell you straight up, there are drugs that destroy the ability of the brain's cells or your nerve cells, whether it's a pinched nerve in the lower back, completely, totally prevents it from growing itself. Mm-hmm. And so in doing research on this, I started asking myself a question, okay, does attitude have anything to do with this? And I uncovered several articles that people, and this is not her, okay? I know this is not her. But people that are angry and complain, it completely shuts down the ability of nerves to repair themselves. What would be the opposite of that? This would be totally biblical. Do everything without arguing and complaining that you may regrow new nerves. I just made that last part up. That's not true. I think it's become blameless and pure. But to make a long story short, if you want brain cells to rejuvenate, if you want nerve cells in the lower back to regenerate, you got to have a plan. And here's the plan. You tell me. Does being sedentary and doing nothing grow new cells in the body? No. Exercise does. Mm-hmm. Fish oil has been shown to cause brain cells to rejuvenate and to grow brand new baby cells. And so in her case, we've got to be able to stimulate the body in such a way where she can regrow new nerve tissue. Dark chocolate, I'm not trying to make this up. It has been shown to do that. blueberries, they have definitely been shown to cause new nerve regeneration, new nerve growth, neurogenesis. Fish oil, resveratrol that comes from extract of red wine, all those things have been able to do exactly what she wants. Now, my other sales pitch for her is this right here. I know I got off on a tangent on that, but, you know, there's probably a reason why. I just didn't mention it on the radio this morning. Number two, there is a type of an exercise that I think is going to be very, very advantageous to her and for her right now.
Kegel?
They're called, yes, exactly. But
yeah,
you,
okay.
But you gotta, is she doing those currently?
No, I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Well, why do you say you doubt it?
Is
that because of just a matter of she doesn't know about them?
Yeah, just
see,
not
that's
she doesn't know about them.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a very positive way of looking at it. So if she were to go on YouTube right now, I know for a fact there's plenty of bad things you can find on YouTube, but there's a whole bunch of good things too. And so we're just going to, if she said, I would like to type in a demonstration of Kegel exercises, and she can look at 4 or 5 videos. I seriously doubt it would take her over 2 or 3 minutes per video to see the explanation. And the sometimes the, on those videos, they have a computer animation, so it's not going to be anything weird. It's just going to show you the neurology and the muscles and everything else, and they'll give you like a greater idea of what to do. But even if I try to do them right now, I mean, I really have to focus and concentrate with incredible energy to hold a contraction for 10 seconds, which is what you're after. So if she, at least, at the very least, if she attempts this or tries it, and she can only hold a contraction for a split second before it completely fatigues and gives way, then bingo. That's one of the things we're looking at right there.
Right.
Now, let me do my crazy talk for a second. I can't even tell you how many cases like this that I've seen where a person's very, very low in vitamin B12. And I'm not responsible for the medical profession. Nurses save countless amounts of lives. But if you have a patient in the hospital and you're looking at that computer chart and you look at something called MCV, mean corpuscular volume on the basic, if you see that at probably 92 or above, that's a severe B12 deficiency. If they measure B12 from the blood and she's got like a neurological problem, and that serum B12 level is less than 550, then that's a severe B12 problem.
Okay.
And so B12 plays a very, very critical role. And so you get lots of B12 when you eat liver and tuna fish and eggs and probably cod and mackerel and halibut and sardines, all those things. And so Kegel exercise is flooding the body with B12. Even if all she wanted to do was just go to the health food store and get sublingual B12, it's a water-soluble vitamin. There is no possible risk of overdose.
Exactly.
But you know what I get to deal with every single day? I have terrified people walking in my door. Completely, their main focus is, now, is this B12 gonna hurt me, Dr. Morgan? Is it going to cause me to die? I'm thinking, why are you asking a question like, no, it's not going to cause you to die. It's essential for life.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Well, as far as the post-op urinary retention, they're telling her it's because of the anesthesia, and she didn't have any problems when she had the surgery on the disc
well,
a year ago.
You know what I can't do? I can't just sign an order for them to put her in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber to undo all those damaging effects of that. But what I told you was about the cod liver oil. Give her cod liver oil right now and give her lots of B12 and probably give her vitamin C and four tablespoons of coconut oil. And the other thing that I'm a big fan of, I just like lemon juice. Squeeze the juice of a lemon in a glass of water several times a day and give that to her. And we're going to start reducing those horrible effects of the general anesthesia. You know, now I'm going to tell you the truth on this, and you're going to tell me if you believe me, but I just talked to... I got to be careful how I say this. Who is the person that's completely in charge of a hospital? Can we just call them the chief executive officer over the entire hospital? Everybody answers to him, okay?
Yeah.
But he just told me, he says, they do not explain to anyone what the effects are of anesthesia, because if they did, no one would ever submit to it. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're a nurse. You have a very unique perspective. Do you think that that's true?
No. No.
Tell me why you're saying no, that's not true.
Because I've seen too many people have trouble with it.
Yeah, but all he was telling me was, he says the hospitals would not be in the business of giving surgeries to anyone if a person had full disclosure on what the negative side effects could be of the anesthesia.
Yeah.
And all he's saying is, he says doctors do not explain to people in great detail. Yeah, they have you signing forms, but that's not the same as explaining.
Right.
Anyway. So, okay. you're trying to undo all that. She needs to be outside sunbathing. There is a factor that has been discovered that's called nerve growth factor. What do you think nerve growth factor is for? It's repairing and rejuvenating nerves. It's based on, I don't even know how many cases I've seen of people having neuropathy, but you've got to give the body a reason to heal. And right now, is this potentially going to be your daughter-in-law?
Yes, it could be. She's 25, and my son she's 26, and my son's 25. I think that's right.
Oh, he likes older, more mature women, does he? Got it. But if she's going to be your daughter-in-law, we have to give the body a reason to rejuvenate or regenerate. And right now, she needs activity. And one of the activities, she needs to go outdoors and walk barefooted.
Even though, you know, they put that stimulator in her on Wednesday. So I don't know what they told her to limit her activity was, and she's got that Foley catheter in.
So, she just has to do as best she can.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of a hardcore person on these things, because every day that she doesn't see results is just one more day that it's going to take longer to overcome it.
Right.
Every day that she is sedentary, it's probably going to take a week of physical activity to do that one day of being sedentary.
Yeah.
Can she just grab the Foley catheter and just pick up her bag and go?
Yes, I feel like she definitely could. You know, this wasn't where they cut in the bone. This is, they put a spinal cord stimulator.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're just a little.
I'm sorry, you're totally breaking up on me now.
Oh, I'm sorry. But anyway, that, you've given me a lot of things to help.
Okay, good deal.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. If I ask a person what they want, they would say, number one, I want to be able to pass my urine with no problem. I want to be able to be pain-free. But sometimes their expectations get in the way because they make all their future decisions based on the failures of the past, and that makes it tough. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
You must have really paid attention to the phone number, because I've only given it out one time. I didn't give it out twice.
Actually, I got your phone number last week, and I wasn't able to call.
Well, you got me now. How can I help you, buddy?
I actually just got out of the hospital in September. Last year, I had a problem, and I didn't know what it was. I have a condition, or a neurological condition, disorder, called HSP. It's a hereditary spastic paraplegia. But anyways, I had that since I was 13. But
that means you didn't have it at age 12, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And they never knew what it was. I went to Children's Hospital for years and years and all that good stuff, and they never figured out what it was.
So they really did endless amounts of tests, but it didn't really yield any good positive results as far as reversing your condition, right?
Absolutely. They were just trying to tag a name onto it, and then I was like, whenever I was 14, they were trying to convince me, like, we've got pizza and video games, and you could stay at the hospital, and we could just do this little procedure. And I was like, I might be 14, but what does that infer, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then they finally told my parents, which they went ahead and told me, like, they wanted my parents' consent, and they signed the papers. But then when I started hearing about this stuff, I was like, no, thank you. I don't want to do that. But they wanted to go in the back of my right leg and remove, like, tendons and blood veins and stuff like that. And I was like, what will that do for me?
Well, that sounds radical. Well, what is it that you want? What do you want more than anything else?
Well, I was trying to, what I was trying to get at was, last year I was really weak and stuff, and I was telling my fiance, I'm really weak, I don't know what's going on, and I was getting weaker and weaker, and I thought, well, maybe it's just part of my, you know, my, what I already have.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I want to be strong enough to pick her up and carry across the threshold when we get married.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
But, yeah. That's something I haven't been able, I've lost my balance ever since I was 13. I have horrible balance, horrible gait or whatever it is. But, so what I was getting at was, when I went to the hospital, finally, they started treating me like I was an idiot while I was there wasting their time. And I was like, well, I'm really weak. And I was sick to my stomach and things like that. And they said, well, what do you want us to do? And I was like, just look at my blood and stuff like that, you know.
What did your blood show?
Well, when they stuck a needle in me, my body wouldn't give them any blood.
Well, you probably didn't have, like, the best circulation after, you know, being pretty weak like that.
Yeah, but it turns out my blood level is, like, at a 3.7, I think.
All right, well, now, what do you do? Is that red blood cell count or what?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, I mean, to me, that's a, if we'd say no more. I mean, that means you have no energy in reserve. You're anemic.
Exactly.
And so unless we start to stimulate the ability of your body to generate blood, then what are we going to do?
I do not know. That's my question. So they gave me a blood transfusion, 5 units of blood, and then fast forward to this year.
Wait. Did you feel any better after the transfusion?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of an important point there.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask you this, and I don't know, this is just like a blank question, but out of all the treatments and all the diagnostic procedures and everything they've done for you, what is the one procedure or technique or remedy that's given you the biggest bang for the buck? What would that be?
The blood.
Oh, well, looky there. I think in just about 10 seconds, we solved the mystery that no one else has been able. So why don't we focus our energy on that? What do you say?
Oh, yeah.
What would your guess be on how you can wreck your blood right now? What could you put in your mouth and eat every day that would just totally destroy the ability of your blood to be strong and clean and vibrant and radiant?
I do not know.
You really have zero clues. What could you eat for breakfast that would just wreck your blood?
Probably like Cokes and stuff like that.
You know, I thought it was kind of comical this week. I was watching a video on YouTube about dopamine. And they were talking about the basis for all motivation and getting things done is going to be dopamine. They've studied for 50 years, but I thought it was comical because what they would do is, or what they're doing currently, is they're implanting teeny tiny electrodes into the dopamine receptor portions of a rat's brain. And they, and they said the rat's brain is the size of a nickel. And I thought, wow, that's pretty big. I mean, that might be bigger than my brain for all I know. And some of these rats that my cat Gus has caught in the backyard, they got to be at least the size of a quarter because they're monsters. I mean, it's like hand-to-hand combat with... Anyway, but you know what they use to reward the rat's favorite treat of all time? Is Fruit Loop cereal. They can make the rats do anything they want just based on Fruit Loops. Anyway, they're showing how... but there's a price to be paid for consuming sugar. You can't expect any nerve regeneration in the body. Anyway, but tell me, what is it that you want me to do for you?
I actually want to know all of that stuff. So,
well, and okay, this is a very short program. There's no way we can even cover 1%.
Yeah, no, Brad.
I can give you an idea. Unless you're devoted to completely restoring yourself, then I would say you're being very, very unrealistic at this point, because the mind is a funny thing. The mind works based on our anticipation. And see, anticipation can be a good thing because you say to yourself, oh my goodness, she is a beautiful, angelic, heavenly creature, my fiance. I'm just fantasizing about picking her up and carrying across the threshold, and she is my wife and I am her man. Well, that's anticipation right there. But the mind is very funny. The portions of the brain that control the past and the future, they're the same parts.
Yes, sir.
And so what you're asking me is, what can I do in the future to restore myself to where I have no longer any problems? What we do as human beings is we base what we want on our past performance or what we've done in the past. So what you do is you have two things you can work with here. You can work with what is it that I really want, or you can work with what do I expect to happen, and those are completely two different things. And so if all you know is failure at restoration of your health, then you're going to base every activity on your expectations, which will lead to failure every single time. You have to ask yourself is, number one, what is it that I really, really want, and what's going to make me feel the way that I want to feel? And you can say, okay, having physical strength and being able to walk with great balance. Then you ask yourself, number two, well, what is it that I need to do that? And I would say, number one, maybe you should get like a yoga DVD and you should practice those calisthenics, not the weird, religion junk of it, but you could go to yoga class every single day. You could take Tai Chi. No one can stop you from doing that. You could get involved in tumbling or gymnastics. It may be very difficult, but you could do that. But it's probably going to take about 2 hours a day of physical activity just to stimulate neural regeneration. I just mentioned to the lady earlier, blueberries, fish oil, exercise, dark chocolate, resveratrol, all those have been shown to promote nerve regeneration. And just ask yourself, am I consuming those? But I can tell you this, if a person eats food that has nothing to do, and of course I'm just sort of joking as I say this, you can take all the insurer you want in the world. It ain't going to do anything to promote repair of the brain. It's just not. You can drink Diet Coke, you could eat candy corn, and you could say, but hey, I got this 75% off at Walmart. It's great candy corn. Well, sugar will just totally shut down nerves repairing themselves. And so what should we do? We should eat probably protein and vegetables. The last time I checked, fish and eggs, that might be pure brain food. Avocados, that's totally brain food. Coconut oil, brain food. You want to destroy the brain? How about we put some diet soft drinks into the mix? We could pretty much shut the brain down in short order.
Yes, sir.
So, does that give you a starting point?
Oh, yeah. See, I was wanting to know if I should come into your office sometime was what I was...
If you want me to be much, much, much more precise and accurate, then yes. So if you have a reasonable want and desire, and I think it is to restore yourself, then yeah, you need to aim really, really high, and you can't cover all these things on the... I mean, even... I talked to a man the other day. Well, actually, let me tell you, this woman told me a story yesterday, and I'll just make it real brief. She said, I have major, major depression and anxiety. I'm not going to go into all the details of what that means, but you can figure it out. But she says, I'm in severe pain all the time. And I said, well, what's your pain right now? When she walks in, she says, it's a 10, which 10 is her scale of the highest pain. A 1 would be the least pain, or 0 would be no pain. And so... I listened to her story, and this is what she told me that I picked up on. She said, I just feel like after I had the total hysterectomy because of a uterine fibroid, I haven't been the same since. And I kind of thought to myself, really? Tell me more. And she said, well, the surgeon that did this, they had to stop in mid-surgery and go get some help from somebody else because they couldn't take care of it. You know, that doesn't tell me everything, but listen, I got a pretty vivid imagination, so... I started speculating. I said, you know what? I bet you what happened was, I bet you that uterine fibroid had just kind of attached itself with tentacles to the psoas muscle in your along your spine, and that's what totally messed you up. And she goes, yeah, that's what I think happened too. Anyway, so this woman's in a total pain. And so here's what I did, and I'm not trying to say this for any other reason, and I think I'm being very factual and very accurate with her. But when I tested the strength of certain muscles in her lower leg, they were very strong. So she had good neurological integration. But when I tested these hip flexors, they totally weren't working right. And I said, well, let me press into it. And so I pressed into the hip flexors, and I just took my fingers and thumbs and kind of jabbed them at both ends. And I tell you what, she was writhing in pain. She did not like that. But when I let go, I said, how's your pain now? She said, what did you just do? I said, all I did was push on the muscle to relieve the tension momentarily. And she said, I don't have any pain. I said, is this the first time you've been pain-free in 15 years? She said, yes. Well, 14 years. Yeah. I said, okay, does that tell you that we're on? So it's very easy for physicians to overlook this stuff because they're into diagnostic tests and they're looking for pathology, but that doesn't do anything to restore function. And so she walked out of my office a very, very happy girl, and I gave her many, many pieces of homework. I didn't tell you I cured or fixed anything. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
She's got, at least she's got her marching orders, but I gave her a very specific plan of attack. And but you know what? I could tell by looking at her, the wheels in her brain were starting to work. She's going, oh, you mean this is a completely different something that I can do to help myself. And so she's the one that bought into it. You know, I didn't have to sell her on it. I just told her what to do. And so anyway, I have a feeling that no one has really explained to you what do you do to restore, you know, the body when it's in need of rejuvenation. And you, how old are you, by the way?
I am actually about to turn 43 in a few days.
Well, you're a kid. Let's strike while the iron's hot. Why don't you aim as high as possible, and then I'll let you decide if you're going to do those things, they're going to lead to having the health of your dreams. How much does your fiance weigh, by the way?
She is, I don't think I know right now.
No, no, no. This is, you'll never get in trouble. She's not even listening right now, is she?
Yeah, she might be.
Oh, in that case, let's scratch that last question, but I want you to be strong enough to pick her up.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, there may be a certain way that you wouldn't want to attempt that. But anyway, we won't cover that topic today.
Absolutely.
There is a book called The Brain's Way of Healing by Norman Doidge. You might do well to read that.
Brain's Way of Healing.
The Brain's Way of Healing.
They were already... See, I just got out of the hospital in September. And because I had the same thing happen again, I needed more blood. And I was like, what is going on here? And then they didn't do any more tests or anything. They were just like, we'll just give you some more blood. And you need this.
So you're telling me the greatest results you've ever seen is when they gave you some brand new blood, right?
Yeah.
Do you know the new studies are showing if they take, rats or mice that have Alzheimer's and dementia, if they just give them a blood transfusion with young rat blood, they totally rejuvenate. You can't make that stuff up, baby. And so right now, we've got to do whatever it takes to completely restore the ability of your body to make high-quality blood. You can't be anemic like this. You got to become stronger. I mean, you're a warrior. The enemy is right there waiting to attack. You've got to be strong.
That's the truth.
All right. Get that book and read it.
What was it again?
The Brain's Way of Healing by Norman Doidge. And I think that's Doidge. I just made that up. It's I think if you went on any bookseller and typed in The Brain's Way of Healing, you'll see, oh, it looks like Dodge, but with an I in there. An O.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I could be pronouncing it wrong also.
I know that's
very hard to believe for my listeners that I could ever misspell or mispronounce a word.
I'm a writer myself. So.
Okay. Well, good deal. Let me know how I can help you, buddy, and I wish you the best, and I say we should aim real high, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, thanks. Bye. Have a good day.
Be blessed.
You too. All right. If you want to join me on the radio, there's a program. Excuse me. There's a phone line open at 903-586-5257. Good morning. Thank you very much for your phone call. How can I help you today?
Uh, Good morning, Dr. Morgan. I'd like for you just to talk about, I'm going to call it burning mouth syndrome, but it's taste buds. You get a bad taste, and and it with various foods, you get different kind of taste, and but most of the time, it's not a good taste.
All right, but you got to give me a little bit of help here.
Yes, sir.
Ed, just like I told you about the woman that said I didn't have any chronic severe back and hip and leg pain and heel pain until I had a hysterectomy. What was your turning point?
This started about 7 months ago, and I had an allergy, and I went to a walk-in clinic, and they gave me a Kenalog injection, and I had a reaction, and then they gave me a Benadryl injection to counteract that, and plus they gave me that 5-day pack of prednisone to take.
Like a Medrol dose pack.
Yes, sir. And that's when this kind of stuff started.
Okay, now we're in business. Do you remember any other interesting findings, like on lab tests of any kind? Anything that was high or low? So if you go to a doctor and they do labs, do you remember anything that stands out in your mind that might be a lab value that's either too high or too low?
Well, my my red blood cells, they've been low for years.
But that's anemia. That's not any different than what the man said earlier.
Yeah.
He said out of all the things that were done, his fortunes changed for the better when they gave him 5 units of blood. I'm not recommending that to you, but I'm just saying. But if you're anemic, you may have a pre-existing weakness. And so if you come in contact with a steroid or actually, if I'm not mistaken, Benadryl is absolutely the number one drug that causes Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm not saying that one dose would do that, but it greatly upsets the acetylcholine level. But have you been diagnosed with burning mouth syndrome?
Well, that's what I call it from reading about it, and I did go to an ENT, and he told me to brush my teeth with baking soda and don't use any mouthwash, don't use any toothpaste for 6 weeks, and I did that, but it didn't really change anything.
And that's a great try, but it really didn't do anything to move the needle toward happiness, did it?
No, sir.
Okay, let me give you some ideas. And that's, if I told you that being anemic is a deal breaker, all I'm trying to say is it makes it infinitely so much harder to heal any condition when a person is anemic, because your blood is a transportation system. It's an ocean of nutrients. It delivers oxygen. And I can almost guarantee if you went into a hyperbaric oxygen chamber where they could saturate you with 100% oxygen, you'd probably for the first time in your life experience relief of all these annoying symptoms and the taste issues. But I can't just easily get you in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. Just like the guy earlier, and don't you think that he went from being anemic to experiencing, oh my goodness, is this what it feels like to actually deliver nutrients and blood and hormones to the cells and tissues? Yes. Anyway, let me give you some ideas, and you just tell me what you think about it, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. If you were to tell me the two most annoying symptoms that you have right now that you'd like to get relief of, what would you say?
Well, I guess with some foods, I just get a bad taste, like eating Mexican food or some spicy casserole or something like that. And
you know what? I need to find out what's causing this, because there's some people that I know of. I want to give them your problem so they'll stop eating so much Mexican. I'm sorry. I'm joking. Anyway, one thing that, and I have some experience with this, but I want to give you an idea. There is a mineral known as zinc. And I'm going to just venture a guess that your zinc levels are horribly, horribly low. And so there's one thing on a blood test that you might be able to look at that might give you one clue. It's an enzyme called, I had to clear my throat. It's called alkaline phosphatase. And sometimes on a blood test, you'll see the abbreviation ALK dot and then PHOS, like alk phos. Does
okay.
That make sense?
Yes, sir.
I always think that if that comes in below 60, we got a pretty significant zinc deficiency, and that's just a clue. I'm not trying to make that a panacea. But one thing that may lead to a change over the next 6 weeks is if you start taking some zinc supplementation. It may take too long otherwise. If you say, well, Dr. Morgan, I hear that shrimp and seafood is a good source of zinc, well, it is. But right now, we need to fill up your gas tanks with zinc so it can start doing what it's supposed to be doing. But you could tell me all your fortunes change just from that. But, you know, all these women that have, they have babies, and during the delivery process, I mean, when the placenta comes out, I mean, they just may lose a lot of blood, and they might be anemic. And, of course, when you're growing a baby inside of the womb, you just need more blood, and you've got to be able to make it. And so, do you think that maybe women are more prone to being anemic when they're pregnant? Well, yes. And you can predict which woman's going to... So you need natural B vitamins, and you need a natural source of zinc. I would say get a food source of both of those. And you'll probably start to see a difference. But anything that causes your red blood cell to go up is probably going to be a good deal. Now, what I would be concerned about is, if you've had a red blood cell count for a long period of time, you probably have some type of a chronic low-grade infection that's just not being dealt with. But you got to identify where it's coming from. Is it a chronic sinus problem? Do you have ear problems? Do you have a chronic sore throat? Do your lungs give you trouble? But with men, I mean, I see kidney infections all the time that cause these things. Or diverticulitis. Do you have any chronic infections?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Do you have any problems besides, I mean, were you perfectly healthy before this burning mouth syndrome?
Well, my blood work was showing my, I'm pulling out a blood work.
No, here. Good. I like that. Okay. Are you kidding, man? I'm starting to rub my hands together. I'm getting excited all of a sudden.
Okay. The red blood count, and this is from September of last year.
I'll still take it.
It was 4.62.
Okay. Well, what was your white blood cell count?
It was...
WBC.
It was 5.7.
Well, see, that gives me a clue that most likely you have some type of a chronic low-grade infection. How about the one called MCV? What was that one?
That was 95.9.
See, that's a severe B12 deficiency right there. You've got to have vitamin B12 to help the bone marrow produce more blood cells. And so if you're lacking a substance that helps you produce high-quality blood, well, guess what you're going to get? You're not going to get what you want.
They're showing that as a high here.
Yes, and that's what that means. Mean corpuscular volume, when that's 95, did you say 95 point what now?
Nine.
Yeah, well, can I just round it up to 96 to make it simple?
Yes, sir.
When that's 96, the mean corpuscular volume means that the size of the red blood cell is becoming increasingly large. This is a horrible analogy, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Let's say your wife wants you to have movers come over and pack everything and move it because y'all are moving to Alaska because you want to change in temperatures. But you have a mover that's 850 pounds and he's not real delicate, and when he moves down the hallway, he's knocking everything over and he's like a bull in a china closet. Well, that's not what you want. But when your mean corpuscular volume is 95.9, what that tells us is your white blood cells your red blood cells are so clumsy and so inefficient, they can't even carry and deliver oxygen efficiently. So there's no way you're going to feel like $1 million with 95.9. We've just got to figure out, well, why is that the case?
I need a smaller number is what you're saying.
Yes, yeah, and I would say if it was in the 80s, I would have a lot more confidence because that means you got a normal-sized red blood cell.
I see.
And so when these big, fat red blood cells are squeezing, you know, if they could call this, macrocytic anemia if they wanted to. But you got to have B12 to rejuvenate. I can't make it more simple than what I'm making it. Without B12, you can say, I want to be well, but that ain't going to get the job done. Well, how do you do this? You figure out either A, why am I low in B12? Well, there are some things that can do that. There are plenty of studies that demonstrate that if you have a chronic low-grade infection, then that could be eating all your B12, so you're running through it at a faster rate than once you can replenish it. Under normal circumstances, all the beneficial bacteria that live inside of your gut, they are supposed to manufacture vitamin B12 for you. So that may be a clue right there. Maybe you don't have enough good beneficial probiotics or bacteria. That's entirely probable. Or you're eating a food that's generating tremendous inflammation, and that could be called wheat. Now, that I have seen over the last 30 years, oh, my word, that's been a recurring theme. I've seen that all the time. And so a mean corpuscular volume at 96, your doctors should have, yeah, you realize how easy this is for me to say? Yeah, it's really easy for me to say. Your doctors should have jumped all over that. Whether they did, or whether, did they cover that topic with you in great detail?
No.
Yeah, I knew the answer before you even told me, because nobody does. Those days are gone. It used to be that physicians were very thorough when they explained the significance, but here you've got a mean corpuscular. Okay, they've allowed you to be anemic for like 13, 14 months. Anyway, so flood your body with vitamin B12. Don't eat any wheat whatsoever. Get out in the sunshine each day. Maybe we should start building your blood a little bit more. Have you ever heard of a consuming liver?
Yes, sir, but I haven't been doing it.
Well, I know, but your wife is listening right now.
Yes.
And she's running out back. She's going to take ground calf liver, and she's going to mix it in with some ground beef, and she's going to make the world's greatest meatloaf, and she's not even going to tell you that she snuck all the liver into the meatloaf. She's just going to look at you, and she's going to wink across the table and say, so what do you think about the meatloaf? Anything it's pretty good? Do you like it? Do you notice anything different about it? And you're going to say, is there anything you need to tell me about the meatloaf? Anyway, what else is out of range?
Well, give me an example what to look for.
Well, just look for the ones that are high or low. That's simple as that.
Okay, in the blood, that's the only one was the red and
well,
the
that's
MCP.
A home, that is a home run, then. That's a severe B12 deficiency. It's the only B vitamin that your body stores in reserve. The rest of them you don't. And so don't overthink this. This means you have completely run out of B12 and your gas tanks are empty. The batteries are dead. They need to be recharged.
Okay.
Of course, if your doctor wants to give you a B12 injection, that's fine by me. Have him give you one every day for the next 2 weeks and see if all of your symptoms don't just completely disappear, resolve, and go away.
Now, I bought some of that Cataplex B yesterday, but I haven't started taking it yet.
You're going to take a, if you're this severe, you're going to have to take about 25 of those tablets a day.
Okay. On the zinc,
did somebody give you a recommendation about how much to take?
No. See, I just purchased them. I've been taking a complex vitamin B that I got at the granary.
Well, and that's, unfortunately, it's just all synthetic B vitamins, and that's probably not going to get you to where you really want.
Well, I heard you talking about that, so I went and got this from the brand that you sell, Process, whatever that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I went and got that, and I just got it. On the zinc, what are the numbers on that zinc that I should take?
Well, depending on which form of zinc you get, you're probably going to have to err on the side of getting more as opposed to getting the least amount.
Okay.
And it may take somewhere around 60 to 90 milligrams a day for a few weeks just to kind of get you back up to speed.
Okay.
And not for, I mean, you wouldn't take that dose forever, but for a short term?
Yes, sir.
Perfectly fine.
Yes, sir. Okay. Is there one form that's better than another form?
Well, any time that you can get a form of zinc that's animal-based or natural, that's going to be much superior.
Okay. All right.
All right. I hope that helps a whole bunch.
Okay. Well, I sure do. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, and have a nice day, sir.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone line is once again open. There's about 4 minutes left, 903-586-5257. Well, you made it just in time. I've been waiting this whole time for your phone call.
That's right. Let me turn off this radio.
See there, I caught you off guard.
No, I've been listening to every bit of it. Okay, 4 minutes, good grief.
Okay.
Hey, lay it on me, brother.
All right. I'd say my brain is my biggest worry. A neurologist diagnosed a mild cognitive loss impairment for I flunked the memory test. I go around all day.
That's everything that we're talking about today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I've got
You didn't know I did this program just for you, did you?
Well, thank you. God's looking after me.
Yeah, amen.
I have a horrible shoulder situation that where I get these steroid shots in it so I can just stand the pain. And then, of course, I take meloxicam 15 at night. In the morning, I take 600 of ibuprofen, just trying to control the inflammation. The shoulder surgeon says, I don't have anything left in there but bone grinding on bone, but I'm not willing to go through that transplant replacement stuff. So, but here's my question. I heard you say something about steroid shots open the door to Alzheimer's. Did I hear something about that?
Yeah. And you heard me say that about Benadryl and about chemotherapy?
Yeah. Benadryl, okay.
Yeah.
Like what you take when your nose is stopped up or your head.
Yeah, and or maybe what I should say is people that rely on Benadryl so they can sleep each night, boy, they're setting themselves up for major failure.
Okay, well, my sleeping pill is Seroquel. Without that, I don't get much of any kind of sleep.
Well, I know, but you're even though you haven't asked me what you want right now, or you haven't told me in
okay.
great detail,
well,
you need rejuvenation.
And the name of that brain way of healing, what was that man's first name?
Norman.
Norman, huh? Okay, see there, I couldn't even remember that. All right.
You want me to spell it for you?
No, I got that. I got the Dodge business.
Yeah, there you go.
let's see. Run across here. Okay. For some reason, I quit taking a multivitamin.
Well, if I had my choice, I'd rather
get back on a good daily multiple vitamin.
I wouldn't, probably. If you told me you need to use your energy very efficiently and cost-effectively, we better play towards your weakness. You're going to be so much better off if you took like a high-quality cod liver oil, and if you could get a hold of some natural B vitamins that could actually rejuvenate your brain, then that would be a bigger bang for the buck. But I mentioned earlier the things that show brain rejuvenation: resveratrol, dark chocolate, blueberries, fish oil, and a good attitude and exercise. I think most people are shocked at how much exercise it takes to generate growth hormone. If you're not exercising every single day and disciplining yourself to do that, then we're just going to drag this whole deal out a whole lot longer than what we should, and you're probably going to be very frustrated. But you need to use your efforts wisely, and so I'm just encouraging you to really, really get that book.
I've got some great exercise equipment. I just need to.
Well, it's called. You know what your exercise equipment's called? BODY.
Okay, like an elliptical.
No, well, you can, but I would rather you do things that require you to balance. Why don't you skip rope in the backyard? Why don't you do lunges and squats and push-ups and burpees and pull-ups and dips and do bridges? All those things.
Okay.
Go get a medicine ball, throw it up in the air, and run and grab it and catch it. Just don't hit you in the nose like I would.
Yeah.
It would hit me in the nose. Anyway, but try those things. Let me know if it helps.
I'm looking across here to see. I wrote down a ground calf liver in your meatloaf. That sounds delicious.
it is. Well, we're officially all out of time, but call me next week, and we'll pick it up where we left off, okay?
Hey, thank you, sir.
Yeah. Oh, thank
you.
God
bless you.
Oh, God bless you, and you have a great weekend, buddy. I can't wait to hear how you like that book.
All right. I'm going to go hunt for it.
All right. Sounds like a winner. Bye-bye.
Bye.